Good afternoon, my name is Yesenia and I'm here to tell you about a 19-year-old woman who was found dead inside a freezer at a hotel in Rosemont hours after she was reported missing, according to the police. On September 8, 2017, at Crown Plaza, Chicago, O'Hare Hotel, Kanika Jenkins was attending a hotel party with her friends, but according to Kanika's mother, she told her that she was going to a show in Bowling on Friday. On that same night, she was set up by her friends Monifa and Irene. The original plan was to rob all the girls, but the party grew thicker than what was expected. The three guys decided to just gang rape Kanika and videotape it and send it to her brother to get back at him. Monifa and Irene were supposed to get about $2,000 just to bring her to the party and split it, but they end up getting
$1,300. While the party was still going on, Irene was on live and just trying to sneak record everything because she knew what was going on. Kanika knew the boys and the whole situation with her brother, so she was trying to avoid them, but they kept on touching and messing with her and trying to get her to drink because they spiked the drink. So while Irene was recording, you could see one of the guys grab Kanika and disappear in the corner or another room. You could hear her in one of the lives saying, "Stop it, yo." That's when everyone turned around, started looking, but nothing was done, sadly. That early Saturday morning on the 9th, while Kanika was drunk and drugged up while the party was still going, Monifa shared her side of the story, and she so-called said that she and Kanika left the room together because the guys were acting weird. So when they left the room, the guys followed them, so she told Kanika, "Let's go back in the room because they weren't going to leave us alone." By then, they were on a different floor, which was weird because how does she automatically disappear if he was just with her? So Irene's side of the story was that she said everyone was in the hotel dancing, having a good time, and Kanika was leaned up against the wall. At that moment, she knew Kanika was drunk. That's when Irene's sister put her on the bed and she just fell asleep. Then Irene seen Monifa pick her up from the bed and left the room. So Monifa and Shamaya supposedly left Kanika out the room by herself and came back because they realized they didn't have Kanika's phone, keys, nothing. So after that, Monifa came and told everybody that Kanika was missing, gone, not there. They didn't think anything of it. It's a hotel. She's going to be back. So they thought. So Shamaya, Monifa, Pease, and Y are still looking for her. And it's about 3 to 4 in the morning. And Irene said that the party was over. Everyone's gone except for her and her sister and somebody else waiting for their ride. So Irene claimed that she left the hotel while Monifa and all of them were still in there looking for her.
I feel like when one of the guys pulled her into the other room back when she said stop it, yo, and she put up a fight and got away and started wandering the halls, and they came following her trying to see where she was so they could rape her while she was stumbling through the halls intoxicated. I believe that multiple people were out there, like staff or even guests, saw her and didn't make sure she was okay. Again, I also feel like they were guiding her downstairs and did something to her and locked Kanika in the freezer. Kanika Jenkins died of hypothermia, alcohol intoxication, and use of drugs for treating epilepsy and migraines were significant contributing factors, the officer said, and wasn't found until nearly 24 hours after her disappearance after repeatedly pleading to the hotel and police by family. Kanika's mother said, and also added in, "Within that time, maybe we could have saved my child's life." Thank you for listening.